You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman. Providence kicks off the inaugural Providence International Arts Festival today. Mayor Jorge Elorza has touted the event as one of his first major initiatives to boost tourism and the arts in the capital city. The four-day festival includes public art installations, theater, and lectures all around downtown Providence. It will also include dozens of musical performances from across the globe. Here to talk about some of the musicians who will perform, I'm joined by Kathleen Pletcher. She's the executive director of the nonprofit arts organization First Works that's putting on the festival in conjunction with the City of Providence. And we should also say that Rhode Island Public Radio is one of several media partners on the event. Kathleen Pletcher, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. It's an exciting time to be here.
Well, let's start off with arguably the festival's headlining act, and that would be Angélique Kidjo. She's a big name internationally, but for any listeners who don't know her, could you talk a little bit about her and her music?
Sure. Well, Angélique is a world music powerhouse. She's called the Queen of African Music and a Grammy Award winner. But also really interesting is she's an outspoken humanitarian activist. So it's going to be amazing to see her perform. But beyond that, we're really happy that she's going to be talking with students and really engaging with our community.
Let's listen to some of Angélique's music right now. This is one of Kidjo's tracks, Agolo. Malian singer Umu Sangare is also performing, and she'll be joined by a Rhode Island-based musician, drummer Sidi Maiga.
Yes.
What kind of performance will they be creating, and do you know how this collaboration came about?
Sure. Well, Sidi had toured with Umu, so this is something we're really interested in finding our local powerhouse artists and then some of their collaborators and putting them back together as part of the Providence International Arts Festival. They're both from Mali. Sidi has won a Rhode Island State Council on the Arts Folk Arts Fellowship and is a master drummer, just amazing on the djembe.
Well, here we have a track by Umu Sangare. This is called Ayo Jelly. So there's a lot of world music included in this festival, especially African and Latin American music. What exactly was the reasoning behind bringing that kind of music to Providence?
Well, I think that there are a couple rationales. One is these are just wonderful musicians that, you know, move us, excite us. But also we like the way that some of the festival guest artists highlight the incredible diversity in our own community.
We're talking with Kathleen Pletcher, the executive director of First Works, about the upcoming Providence International Arts Festival. The festival is also highlighting Rhode Island's music scene with the One Providence Experience. The special stage features a few well-known local acts, including the indie folk group The Low Anthem. This is Ghost Woman Blues off The Low Anthem's 2011 album, Smart Flesh.
There you go, ghost woman.
And Kathleen, what were you looking for when thinking about what to highlight in Rhode Island's diverse music scene?
Well, one of the amazing ways this festival has come together is all the contributions of artists who call Providence, Rhode Island home. Of course, we're really excited to have the Low Anthem. They are, you know, both have an incredible reputation and are really helping us build the art scene here.
Well, Kathleen Pletcher, Executive Director of First Works and collaborator on the Providence International Arts Festival, thank you so much for coming by and telling us about it.
Oh, thank you. It's a thrill to be producing this festival with the City of Providence.